Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we could enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I want to take time off to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Every Tuesday, we partner with the Prayer Sanctuary for a time of prayer and ministry of and Bible study. And prayer on a Tuesday with the Prayer Sanctuary begins at 10:30 a.m. in the morning, and the Bible study begins at 12:15 to approximately 10 to 1 o'clock. So if you live in the East-West corridor, you have been listening to the program, you do enjoy it, and you want to come to a day service where you can spend time praying for the nation and praying for other things, you can come from 10:30 and then stay for Bible study until 1 o'clock. Or if you can't come for Bible study and you can only come for prayer session, come for the prayer session. Or if you can't come for the prayer session and you're working and you're only allowed a certain amount of time and you want to come for the Bible study, do come and be a part. And then we meet again on Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. for our Friday evening service. So we do have a lot of services available for you during the week, Sunday, a Tuesday, and a Friday. Come and immerse yourself in the Word of God. We would like to hear from you, so you can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. Then I want to take time off to encourage you to two other ministries that we are associated with that will be a blessing to you. One is Temple of Grace, that is based in California, Coover, and their services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you live in the California, Coover area and you're looking for a local church to go to receive the Word of God on a Sunday morning, visit Temple of Grace. On, as I said, it's every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's on the old Southern Main Road. If you're going south, it would be on your left-hand side. You cannot miss the big sign. And if you're coming from south, heading north on this old Southern Main Road, you cannot miss it. It would be on your right-hand side. Go enjoy the ministry of the Word with Pastor Lewis and his wife. And also, we also do our midweek Tuesday Bible study with the Prayer Sanctuary. And I want to encourage you, those of you who are feeling led of the Lord, to get yourself into prayer. They do have a ministry that is designed for praying. So they meet every Tuesday from 10:30 to approximately 12 for just a time of intercessory prayer. And then every third Saturday, they have what they call prayer school, where you are taught how to pray, and that takes place from 2:30 in the afternoon to 6 p.m. every third Saturday. And every second and fourth Friday, you have a service that they call breakthrough prayer, and that begins from 10 a.m. in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So these prayer times are available. So if you have the time and you know God is calling you into the ministry of an intercessor and you want to come and be a part of what God is doing, check out the prayer sanctuary. This prayer sanctuary Sanctuary is located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. The building is opposite my building. As you meet my church, you meet the prayer sanctuary. We are side by side. That where they use this particular area just for prayer and intercession and so forth. So you can't miss it. It would be a blessing to you. So do visit Temple of Grace or the prayer sanctuary and come and be blessed. Now, we want to get into the Word of God and continue the study we have been on, which is the gifts of the Spirit. And as our foundation text, it's taken from 1 Corinthians 12, from verse 7 to 11. And for the sake of time, I don't want to read all, but in verse 7 it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit." And as I said, I don't want to read all, but these verses talk about what is called the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we begin to understand that these nine can be separated into three categories. Category one, we will call revelation gifts. Category two, we will call vocal gifts. And category three, we will call the power gifts. We said that category one, which is revelation gifts, which is what we are teaching on, is made up of three gifts. One is called the word of knowledge, the other is called the word of wisdom, and the other is called discerning of spirits. So we covered word of knowledge extensively in our last two broadcasts. Now we want to step into the gift of the Spirit that is referred to as the word of wisdom. Again, I want to emphasize verse 7. Verse 7 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." Now, if you have to pay attention, as I have been saying, to what is given and what is not given. What the Holy Spirit gives through every believer is a manifestation of a gift that belongs to Him. The nine gifts belongs to the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Spirit gifts. That is why in verse 11, it says, "But all these work it, that one and the self, same Spirit, dividing severally, as He wills." Not as we will, but as He will. Not as we have need, but as He will. So because these gifts are manifested as He will, it means that He doesn't give us any gift, but He manifests a gift through us. Therefore, no minister, no Christian can say they have this gift. You know, because sometimes I hear us speak, you know, people say, "I have this and I have that." No, you have nothing. The Spirit of God owns them and He flows through you and manifests them through you to bless others. They're not even designed to bless yourself. They're designed to bless others. That's why it says to profit. It is given to every man to profit with all. So it bless others. Now you may get blessed from it, but primarily it is to bless others. So in the word of wisdom, similar to the word of knowledge, what we want to do is examine what the word of wisdom is not. We want to find out what this word of wisdom is not before we define what it is and look at examples in the Bible of the word of wisdom in operation. So the first thing we want to establish is this: the word of wisdom is not earthly wisdom. And I want you to understand that and write that down, that this gift that is called the word of wisdom is not earthly wisdom. Now, in James chapter 3, verse 13 to 15, the Bible says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth." Now pay attention to verse 15. Verse 15 says, "This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish." So based upon all that we have just read, verse 15 lets us know that there is such a thing as earthly wisdom. Paul made a reference to this concept of earthly wisdom in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2. So in your own personal devotional time or your study time, go and look at 1 Corinthians 1 and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul dealt with the earthly wisdom, and he went into it in depth. The Apostle James is not going into it in depth as Paul, but he did let us know that there is such a thing as earthly wisdom. Now, the thing with earthly wisdom is that it has two substances with it. One, it is very sensual. And two, it is inspired by demonic influence. Okay? It is very sensual and it is inspired by demonic influence. Now, I can't teach on this because we're already talking about the gifts of the Spirit, but I'm tempted to get into there because I have some studies that I have done on this and taught in church. But there is something called earthly wisdom. However, the word of knowledge is not earthly wisdom. Okay? And I need you to understand this. Second, let's define again what the word of knowledge is not. The word of knowledge is not the gift of wisdom. You get me? I want you to understand that. The word of knowledge is not the gift of wisdom. Because sometimes what has happened, and I'll go back through some studies here and bring these things out. Sometimes what happens to us as believers is that because of our relationship with God, because of our relationship with the Spirit of God, because of our relationship with the Word of God, we develop wisdom. And because we develop wisdom, and you hear some believers speak based upon the wisdom that they developed themselves in as they studied and the Word of God, as they formed and developed their relationship with God, wisdom comes out of them. And you may marvel at them and say, wow, that person have a gift of wisdom. Well, there is such a thing as a gift of wisdom, but that is not the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a supernatural manifestation that comes on the spot that deals with specific things. So it is not really a word of wisdom, but there is such a thing as the gift of wisdom. Okay? So we need to define what it is not. We go in number three. This wisdom is not gained by life experiences. And I'll go back through all of these in a thing. I'm just giving you it in a nutshell. This word of wisdom is not wisdom gained from life experiences. You see, life experiences will bring wisdom. You know, you will hear your parents say, listen to me, don't do that. I passed here already. What they're saying is their life experience has given them wisdom, so they can tell you, don't do that. They have passed there already. It's like, let me use this illustration. I'm teaching this so different than I did it some time back in my church. But say what? I was listening to a minister of the gospel shared some information with students of the gospel. So it was a Bible school and he was sharing. And he said something that was so profound in terms of life experiences. He said, some of you young ministers that are coming out, you're going to meet people who are in the ministry much, much longer than you are. Having many years of ministry than you have. And you will tell yourself you are more relevant to them because you are going to Bible school in a better environment than they went to, with a better, having more light on scriptures and so forth than they went to. He says, so you may feel that you can prepare Bible sermons better than they can, and that may be true. You may be able to do that. You may feel that you may be able to communicate Bible truth better than they can because you have the advantage of technology, which they didn't have. He said, that may be true. He said, but one area you will never be able to compete with a senior minister in, and that is in the area of experience. Where you want to walk, he has already walked. And when he said it, I said, wow, that is so profound. So that sometimes you have to learn what to do by hearing and observing. You understand? Even though you think you know more than them, but you may have to. Senior ministers will always have an edge on us younger ministers in that where we want to walk, they have walked there already. So they have some life experiences. Now, that life experiences that they have that has given them wisdom is not the word of wisdom, but it is wisdom. Then number four, we can gain wisdom from the studying of God's word. If we get into the word of God and we begin to study it, it will give us wisdom, but that is not the word of wisdom. Now, as I said, I want to touch on some of these things before I get into the actual teaching of the gift, the word of wisdom. So this may take us two programs or three programs, but I want to really get into it. Now, I said before that what it is not. So we're looking at what it is not. So number one, I said it is not earthly wisdom, and we look at the book of James. Now, what you have to understand is that there are two kinds of wisdom. You have wisdom that is earthly, and you have wisdom that is from above. So, for example, in James 3, verse 16, it says, let's start at verse 15, it says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now, the mere fact, James says, this wisdom descended or come not from above, indicate that there is wisdom from above and there is wisdom on the earth. Well, what is this wisdom that is from above? It is found in Proverbs 9. And verse 10. Proverbs 9:10 says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So there is a dimension of wisdom that is not earthly. It's from above. And that wisdom comes from our relationship with God, or how we relate to God. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning, not the end, the beginning of wisdom. So if you really want to gain wisdom outside of earthly wisdom, begin to fear God. It means begin to reverence God. Begin to try and learn and understand who He is, how He operates, how He functions. It brings wisdom into your life. I know in my personal life, I have been asking God, up to this day, I'm still asking God, explain things to me. Show me how things work. For example, I'm called to the healing ministry, so I'm always asking Him, show me why some people don't get healed. Show me the different dynamics about healing that I can learn. And I've learned a whole lot. I've been able to minister to people and help a whole lot of people, but those are the dynamics. It's like recently he said something. See, I'm going on healing again, but I'm going to share it. He said, yes, I have learned something, that what the spiritual laws we set around our lives helps us when infirmities attacks us. If you set the right spiritual laws around your life, when infirmities affects your physical body, and when I say infirmities, I'm talking about sickness and disease, those spiritual laws that you have established help you weather the storm and carry you through it so that you can experience the victory that was purchased and won for you. You getting where I'm coming from? However, if you didn't set the right type of spiritual laws based on the degree of attack from that infirmity on your body, you may not have time to establish those things in your life to see it work for you, and it may cause you to not get your healing. Not that God didn't provide it. You see, I said, what are you talking about? Well, we're not talking about healing, but I'm showing you how wisdom comes. Because of the fear of the Lord and seeking the Lord and so forth, I'm learning more. It is the beginning. It's not the end. So it's not something you start and you finish. Look at the next verse. Let me see if I could find, I think it's Psalm 110. Let me see if I can find it. I don't have it here in my notes, but I think it's Psalm 111, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endure it forever. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Good. Let me quote the next one to you. Proverbs 2, verse 1. It says, my son, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and applying thy heart to understanding. So there's a wisdom that comes from above, okay? Now let's look at the next reason that we give in terms of what wisdom, the word of wisdom is not. We said it is not the gift of wisdom, but it is the word of wisdom. Now, what is a gift of wisdom? A gift of wisdom is what Solomon got from God so that he could lead the children of Israel. It is spoken of in 1 Kings 3, verse 5 into 14. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. It says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Now, listen to me. That's a profound statement. I don't think the Lord could ask all of us that question, you know. What do you want me to give you? And boy, some of us will, the things we will ask for, even God alone might say, I don't know if I could give that, you know, I'm kicking. But that is a profound statement. God really, really trusted Solomon by asking Solomon this question, what shall I give thee? And the Bible says in verse 6, and Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth. Now, this is a profound statement. Solomon is saying that God showed unto his father David great mercy. Now, if you study the life of David, you know that David was imperfect. Yet Solomon is saying what David did in his lifetime, he did it because God showed him great mercy. Well, God is no respecter of person. If God showed David great mercy and helped David to overcome all of his weakness and be the man of God that he needs to be, then you and I as Christians have access to the same God who will show us great mercy so that we can be all that God has called us to be and all that God wants us to be. So, I mean, this doesn't just for David, but he said his father, David, received great mercy. And he said, accordingly, as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and the uprightness of his heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. He says, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered or nor counted for multitude. So here's his request. God said, what do you want? He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge that thy people, to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this so great a people? And the verse say, and the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. All Solomon was really asking for is, give me wisdom to lead. Now, it would do good for many of our politicians, many of our leaders in our presidents, anybody who is in a form of leadership over our country, to ask God to give them wisdom to lead Trinidad and Tobago. You understand me? As a pastor, I'm always praying and I'm trusting God that I have wisdom to lead. Because you see, you can have a lot of information, but application of that information is what impacts individual lives. So everything you know, you have to be sure that you are doing what you know the right way, because it's possible to do the right thing the wrong way. So you need wisdom. And that is what Solomon was asking for. And God said, and it said in verse 10, he says, your speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life. Wow. Neither ask for riches for thyself, nor ask the life of thine enemies, but thou hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise. Watch what he said. He said, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto the old English, verse 13, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days of thy life. So God bless Solomon with wisdom. It says in verse 12, I have given thee wisdom. Well, there is a gift of wisdom, but it is not the word of wisdom. It is wisdom from above. As a matter of fact, If you study the book of Proverbs, you would realize that the book of Proverbs, Solomon shared some of the wisdom he gained from Almighty God. As a matter of fact, just hearing some information, doing my own little research on the book of Proverbs, I realized that the book of Proverbs that we are using today only has about maybe a little over 500 Proverbs in it, and Solomon himself wrote over 3,000 Proverbs. So the book of Proverbs that we have doesn't contain all of the Proverbs, which is expression of wisdom for daily living that God downloaded into Solomon's spirit. You getting me? Yet Solomon had this, and it is a gift, but it is not the gift called the Word of Wisdom. Now, I don't know about you all, this is really going good. And I want to encourage you, before we wrap up here, to go I'll talk to God. You know, some of you have been asking God for money, asking God for this, asking God for that. Ask Him for wisdom that it will enable you because to succeed in life. Because let me tell you, when from studying the Word, the Bible teaches that honors and riches follow wisdom. That is why Solomon became so rich, because he asked God for wisdom, and wisdom produces wealth. Whether you like it or not, you have what you have, not by divine lottery, but because God has surveyed your ability and has given you sufficient to demonstrate through your management you could be trusted with more. Well, how are you going to manage that? It will take wisdom. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. It has certainly been a joy sharing God's Word with you. We want to hear from you. Connect with us. You can call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. We want to encourage you not only to call, but also can go on our website, check out the webpage. It is fogwm.org. Check out the webpage so that you can have access to what we are doing as a ministry, where we are, what we're doing, and then all the radio programs that we do on the website. You could go into a website, listen to the programs over and over and over and over, and feed your faith, according to my good friend, and starve your doubts to death. And then we want to hear from you. So call us at 623-1889-746-0829. If you have a request for prayer, if you need some to be healed, if you need to be filled with the Spirit, if you want to be saved, call us. We are there to minister to you. Amen. Then we want to encourage you to check out Temple of Grace tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Southern Main Road in Coover. You can't miss it. Go have an awesome time with Pastor Lewis and his wife as they minister the Word of God and share God's Word in that community. Now, you know, it costs us money to be on the air, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow financially into our ministry. You can go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous one-time gift, or become a partner with us into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry, account number 175-8015. Let me give you that number again, 175-8015. Be with you next time. Stay blessed. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, Spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.